God does everything through prayer. God does everything through blessing and cursing. But what does the Bible tell us about the blessing and how to get the blessing?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we begin a new series today talking about the blessing and the purpose of the blessing. If you would like to hear this broadcast or similar broadcasts from the past, I invite you to go to our website at www.walkinginpower.org, and at the toolbar on the top of the homepage, click on Radio Broadcasts, where you will be able to download this radio broadcast and also previous radio broadcasts by subject, or to listen to them online. And while you're at it, visit other areas of our website where you will be able to download free books and audio tapes, or to read them online or listen to audio tapes online, whichever you prefer. They're free, and we hope that they'll be a blessing to you. Well, what does the Bible tell us about the blessing? Well, the first thing we need to know and understand is what the blessing is. The word blessing means to endue with power, and it implies the power for success or the power for victory, the power for abundance or for fecundity. That is, something
empowering the person for success in life. Now, we know that God is the only source of blessing, and He Himself is the greatest blessing of all. But there are specifics about the blessing which are spoken of in Scripture, and we want to talk about them in order to be able to take possession of those things which God has for us and what He has promised us in order that we might walk successfully through life. Why is it important to get the blessing? Well, the first thing you need to know is that God does everything according to the Scripture by blessing or cursing. When we sin, the curse goes down four generations, and that is called the generation's curse. Exodus 20, verse 5. So curses go down four generations, but God said to Abraham, I will bless you and your descendants to 1,000 generations. And the Apostle Paul in the New Testament book of Romans tells us that we as believers are grafted into the Abrahamic covenant with the Jews, and we therefore look and we see that the blessing goes down 1,000 generations. So there's a lot at stake here, folks. Not only for your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, but for all of your descendants to come to 1,000 generations and perhaps beyond. Blessings in the Scripture, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28, are associated with obedience to the Word of God. Obedience. And let's read that. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, we read, Now it shall be, if you will diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you will obey the Lord your God. That's Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. If you go down to verse 15, you see, But it shall come about, if you will not obey the Lord your God, to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes with which I charge you today, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Well, the interesting thing about it is that in chapter 28, God says if we obey His word, and we do that to the best of our ability, leaning on the Lord Christ Jesus to live His life in us and through us, and live His word in us and through us, all the blessings of the Abrahamic covenant will come upon us. But if you read chapter 28 of Deuteronomy and look at verse 15, where it says that if you do not obey, all of these curses will come upon you and overtake you, you will then see that there are three pages of curses which follow verse 15. You think God's trying to make a point? I do. And it is God's will that you not be under the curse, but that you be under the blessing. Now, here's an important point to realize. Those wrongly related to God neither bless nor get blessed, and no words from their mouth can ever change it. So what is the purpose of the blessing? Well, if we turn to Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, we read, And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. Now, here God was talking to Abram as He was giving him the Abrahamic covenant, which is a series of blessings. And for those of you who do not know what the Abrahamic covenant is, I can summarize it for you in approximately 1 or 2 minutes, covering about 18 chapters of the book of Genesis. And so here it is. God promised Abraham salvation, healing, deliverance, long life, good health, safety and protection, wealth, prosperity, abundance, victory over his enemies, blessings to his spouse, his children, and to his nation, to 1,000 generations. Now that's a capsule summary of the Abrahamic covenant blessings. God promised that to Abraham. But we are grafted into that covenant with Abraham for the purpose of carrying out that blessing to our descendants, to 1,000 generations and beyond, and to others, because God keeps his promises to those who are faithful to him. That's why if you have a wrong relationship with God, you neither are able to bless or get blessed. And nothing that comes out of your mouth will ever be able to change that. That's God's position. However, notice what he said in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. In the last part of verse 2, he said, "And so you shall be a blessing." The first part of the verse begins, "I will make you a great nation, I will bless you." The last part of the verse says, "And so you shall be a blessing." So what is the point? What God is trying to say here is that the purpose of getting blessed is so that you can bless others, so that you can be a blessing to others. If you get blessed, God expects you to do those things which will bless your spouse, bless your children, bless your nation, bless your descendants and their spouses and children to 1,000 generations and beyond. What is the point? The point is that blessings multiply. They are not static. They are not one-time thing. It follows the law of Genesis. Every seed reproduces after its own kind. So God's purpose in giving the blessing is for you to impart the blessing to others, to give the blessing to others, to be a blessing to them. Now, blessings are imparted, and they are imparted two ways: by the spoken word, and by the laying on of hands. Now that's called in the Christian faith walk the ministry of impartation. It's a forgotten ministry in much of the end time church. In Romans 1:11, Paul, speaking to the Romans, said that he wished that he could come down to them and lay hands, and I paraphrase, and lay hands in order that he might impart to them some spiritual gift that they may be established. In other words, to impart a blessing upon them that they may be established. The purpose of the blessing is to establish the person who is receiving the blessing, to establish them spiritually, to establish them temporally, that is, in their life walk, and to prosper such people as well. So the ministry of impartation speaks a blessing over a person, and it is an acknowledgement that the person who is addressed is now possessed of the power and principles for abundant and effective living. And those who are then blessed manifest what is called God's hesed in the Hebrew, which means kindness, and his emet in the Hebrew, which means faithfulness. And they, in turn, can only confer or impart the blessing in his name. So when we as Christians impart the blessing to others, we lay hands on them, and we say faith-filled words over their life, or the scripture over their life. Laying hands on them and imparting these things through positive, affirmative words that come out of our mouth. In other words, the blessing must be spoken. There is a blessing which is given in the scripture, as we see in Genesis, called the blessing of the father. An example of this, of course, is Isaac blessing Jacob and then giving a temporal blessing to Esau because he missed out on the blessing of the father because Jacob had impersonated him and had tricked his father into giving him the blessing instead. Notice what Jacob did. He used deception to steal his brother's birthright. And Isaac said to Esau that the blessing was given and could not be taken back. In other words, once the blessing is imparted, it is there. And it cannot be retrieved to give to someone else. Now, if you want to give someone else a separate and individual blessing, that's fine. That's what Isaac did with Esau, but it was a lesser blessing and one that did not confer authority. But once the blessing is given to a particular individual, that blessing stays with that particular individual. And so it's the ministry of impartation which causes the blessing to be transferred from someone who is speaking in authority to someone of lesser authority or of equal authority. Now that word, blessing, comes from the Hebrew barak, and it means to endue with power, to endue with power. And that is the power for success, the power for victory, the power for abundance. It means to impart to the person positive words which will affect that person's life and effect in that person a great change. An important concept to understand, because words are spiritual, folks. See, words have power. Words have the power to confer upon someone a change or an effect. Words are important in that sense because when they are backed by faith, they are empowered words, and empowered words produce a change in the person to whom they are spoken, as long as those words are received in faith and received with a conviction that what is said will come to pass. So in other words, the blessing must be imparted by faith, and the blessing must be received by faith. Now, if you're a Christian and you are going to impart the blessing, then you need to know that the blessing must be imparted in the name of Christ Jesus. In other words, you have no authority to impart a blessing to your children or to others, other members of families or friends, using your own name. Only God can impart the blessing, but He delegates the authority to do so to you through His name. So you must use Jesus' name. And it's important to understand the purpose for which God designates this authority to you, to bless you that you may be a blessing to others, Genesis 12:2 says, to spread the blessing, to build the church, to build your family, to affirm your children, to affirm your loved ones. And if you yourself have not received the blessing, and in particular, if you have not received the blessing of the Father, and you are wondering why all of your life you have been struggling, or things have never gone right for you, there are two things that you have to consider. One, whether the generation's curse of dishonoring parents has come down upon you, or whether you initiated it. That's Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you in the land. What is the implication? If you do not honor your father and mother, things will not go well with you all of your life. The other consideration is that if there is no curse of dishonoring parents present in your family line or in your life personally, the other thing that you should consider, if you have not been successful in life and things never seem to go well or things seem to always go wrong, is that you missed out on the blessing of the Father. No parent ever imparted the blessing of the Father to you, which is a biblical blessing with words for prosperity and success and accomplishment and abundance and favor from God and from man. So there's some things to consider here. And if your parents never did that for you, or never prayed anything over you or never laid hands on you, perhaps you would like to get the blessing of the Father and watch your life change by faith and by your expectation. See, faith must be combined with expectation in order for faith to work properly. And if you will do that, you will see that God performs His Word just the way it is written, because the blessing is imparted by faith-filled words. And God is a faith God, and He honors faith. And so, you can get the blessing of the Father by asking your Father to impart it to you. If your father's not living, ask your mother to impart it to you with those words of prosperity and abundance and accomplishment and favor and anything else that is needed for you to be successful in life. And if your mom or your dad is no longer living, why then you can ask the Father to impart it to you by laying hands on yourself and speaking it over you and believing and confessing that you receive it in the name of Christ Jesus. Yes, God will honor your faith. And God, the Father, will directly impart that blessing to you, that your life may begin to prosper, that you may see change, that you may receive it by faith, because God has a wonderful plan for your life. And if you're not succeeding in life, you need to be under the blessing. Notice in Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 13, the Lord says, "I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope." See, God's plan is to give you a future and a hope. In other words, those are things of blessing. God wants you to be blessed. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you blessed in your life? And if you are not blessed in your life, should you not be blessed in your life? Don't you want to be blessed in your life? Did you know that God has a wonderful plan for your life, and it's better than any plan you could have for yourself? Jesus is coming soon, and He's coming for His church, that is, believers, to give them one of the greatest futures any man could imagine. The greatest blessing is Christ and His coming, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Would you not like to be part of that blessing? Young man, young lady, sir, madam, may I just mention something to you? Your plan for your life is not as good nor better than God's plan for your life. Why not put yourself under God's plan for your life, and why not do it today? You will never be the same, and God will begin blessing you and putting you under the blessing and taking you out from under the curse by your trust on Him, which is faith. There's no situation that He cannot deliver you from, and He accepts you right now just where you are. And just how you are. Will you come to Him right now? Pray this prayer aloud with me, won't you? Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior, that is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen." Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized, and get into Christian community where they can teach you the Word of God without compromise. I promise you, my friend, you'll never again be the same. Well, what else does the Bible tell us about the blessing and receiving the blessing? Let's talk more about it next week. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.